T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think it's best just to stay away from it. Maybe I can.
But then you don't get to enjoy it at all.
Well, you know what? It'll be there the following year. Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman, co-host of Fans First Take. You always appear to be in excellent shape. Do you watch what you eat pretty much?
Yeah, I watch it. I watch it go into my mouth,
really?
And go down in my throat. Yeah.
I guess you do a lot of working out, so it burns off. Tell me about about yesterday. Your thoughts, observations.
Well, you know, obviously I'm disappointed, as everybody is, but I can say that, look, it's not hard for me to swallow. I mean, it was, you know, we got beat in the trench. You know, we didn't play as good as they did. That's the bottom line.
So when it comes to that, is that a degree of want to? Because I guess the question is, are the Vikings that much better up front than are we?
No, I think it has to do with matchups. I think that... you know, they had a pretty good scheme against what we were going to try to exploit them with, and I think it worked out pretty well for them. You know, they got a lot of pressure on Drew, and I think what that happens is, especially on the edge, which I didn't really foresee. I thought it would come up for more for the middle, and I thought we matched up well going into it on the outside. But as it appears, they had a better day out there, and the pressure really sort of got to them.
Is Drew the, first of all, what about adjustments when that happens? You know, they got new schemes or whatever, and they're not better than we are, and they don't necessarily want it more than we do, but then you got to adjust, right?
Well, yeah, you do, and they get that. They adjusted for it. I mean, you can see, defensively, we did a great job. I mean, the first half, you know, Dalvin Cook almost had 100 yards at halftime, but second half, I think he was in negative yardage, if I'm not correct. Maybe just a little bit. So
they held him under 100 for the game.
Yeah, and I think he had 85 or 86 going into the half. Mm-hmm. So we pretty much set them down in that aspect of it. But at the same time, we didn't answer the call real well. I thought that, you know, missing the field goal right there before half was a killer. I knew that would come back to haunt us at some point. And
not getting a touchdown after the first turnover, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. All those things have to happen. And look, the playoffs are a situation where every single error is magnified, and the margin of error is next to nothing. You almost have to try to play a perfect game. That's no such thing as that, but that's the way that goes.
Is there any way, and I was just watching a little bit of the game over last night, just first quarter until, like I said, I got a little nauseated and had to turn it off. And that's not about the Saints. It's about, you know, being a fan, and you just get upset and disappointed and so forth. But is there any way Drew could have gone to like a one-step drop or something like that, or would that not have worked?
Well, no, they did what they could do with what they felt they could do best. I'm not going to second guess that part of it. You can start to do all the slants and all the quick stuff and the hot reads and everything else you want to try to do to prevent that. But they did a good job on you know, in every aspect of defense on us that they possibly could, and did a good job of it.
So as a player, are there games where you go back to the locker room and you say, you know what? Just wasn't our day. And that's not to say that there was a lack of effort or a lack of coaching. It just almost wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, there's tons of sides. Sometimes you go back and you watch the tape and everything else, and you're just like, hey, we just got beat. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not any rather rhyme or reason about it. They played better and played more, had more positive snaps than we did.
So yeah. If they were to play again next weekend, it's all hypothetical, obviously. The Saints got another week to prepare for them. They see what happened this week. Do you think the result is different?
Well, you can certainly game plan off the first game.
Right.
You know, you lost this one and say, well, if they try to replicate that, then, okay, we can obviously go back and try to fix those situations. But, you know, the way the situation is right now, it was personnel matchups.
Yeah.
you know, their defensive ends did a great job against our outside, against our tackles, and then the wide zones that they ran offensively sort of killed us in the early part of the game. We got that fixed, but they did a good job of doing that.
What do you think about next year's team, Drew Brees specifically? You think he comes back and plays?
I would think so, but again, that's sort of up to him. I know he's, you know, sort of you know, at the age, and then obviously of you know, what he can do, what he's got to do, and he's got to do whatever he wants to do personally, you know, in his own best interest. But I don't think he'd ever want to go out like that. And
yeah.
I think he also, to me, I think he's competitive enough, and I think he's in great shape enough. I think he's got many years left.
So, many years?
Yeah.
Well, that keeps that window open. Anything else you want to add, Steve, before we let you go?
No, I'm just had a good time. It was a good season. It was 13-3, and you end up like that. It's kind of leaves you with a bad taste in your mouth. But at the same time, you know, the only thing you can do is work about it, you know, fix it and get it better for next year.
Thank you, Steve. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. See you around the draft.
You got it. You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.